Thank you. I'm going to call myself. I just point out that this meeting had three basic working aspects of the committee's responsibilities. One was the question of cost cutting, one was the question of fundraising, and one is the timeline. And I think that logically there's a connection between those, as I said earlier, because the reason we started to address cost cutting and fundraising is that we're already not following the timeline laid out in the bylaws because of the lack of funding to do so. There was no money to hire a national election supervisor, and it's not clear what state any of the membership lists are in, following a lot of complaints that were raised last year. So I think that it behooves us to seek engagement with the community of listeners and the Foundation as we address those three questions and other ones that will come up, no doubt, as we develop those plans. But I think that, as I said earlier, I think having Zoom calls and focusing those calls on a topic so that we can, you know, actually make some progress on each of them, I do think having some idea of how we're going to pay for an election and having an idea about how to reduce the cost of that election are essential to coming up with a timeline. That's why we set up the working groups that we did, or attempted to. So I think that the amendment makes sense to add into the motion before us to have a Zoom calls. I don't think that's dilatory. I think it's responsible and necessary to get the engagement and the buy-in we need from the community of Pacifica members around the country. Thank you. Okay, any additional comments? Otherwise, we'll go to a vote.
Yeah, Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, so I think we have two really big issues to talk about, fundraising and how to hold the fundraising and how to do it in a cost-saving way. And my concern is the organization by this committee of holding three Zoom meetings and notifying people of these Zoom meetings, I think is a large undertaking, and I'm wondering, you know, how people are going to do that. And the other thing is, like, the work of this committee is to move forward with the election, and it is of concern to me that we do not, as a committee, have information about the state of the lists. That should be information that this committee already has. So the more we get into involving a lot of people, the less time we have to get the information we need and to move forward and to get our timeline established as soon as possible. So I would speak against this amendment.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to call myself again just briefly to say that there was a motion at our last meeting specifically to mandate, to have the PNB mandate the ED to make sure that management at all five stations, cleaned up the list and produced clear lists, and that was defeated on a substitute that replaced that with the idea of saving some money on a lawsuit. So I think that, all of us are concerned about trying to figure out how to carry out our responsibilities to have a successful democratic election for delegates that can be carried out in our current, circumstances. So I'd like to go to a vote on the amendment, which is to add into the main motion, what is now the main motion regarding holding Zoom meetings, specify also, in addition to the two that were previously named, the timeline and other responsibilities of the committee. Aki, can you go ahead and call the roll on that amendment? And then if it passes, it will be incorporated and we'll vote on the main motion, unless it's further discussion.
Okay. All right, so this is voting on Michael's amendment, okay? All right, Vanessa? Teresa?
Teresa Allen says no. Hello? Did you get my book?
We heard you.
Thank you. Can't hear Aki.
I can hear you, but what is your vote?
My vote was no.
Okay,
thank you. My vote was no.
How do you vote?
That was Aki, that was Teresa. She voted no. Can you please proceed with the rest of the roll?
Okay, thank you. Violetta Diamond?
Yes.
Okay, Violetta is yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Okay, Vanessa is yes. All right, and Didi Haddock?
Abstain.
Okay, you abstain. All right. William, here again?
Yes.
William is yes, okay. Iveria Jones? Okay, she hasn't gone on yet. Mike Lewis? Mike Lewis? Okay, I'll get back to you. Sheen K. McPherson?
You have trouble with that every time, but my vote is no.
Okay. No. I don't know. I just call you Mac, okay. Michael Novak?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, Michael votes yes. All right. Myra?
No.
Myra is no. Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay, Sean is yes. Okay, Minerva Sanders?
Sorry, Minerva
is yes. Okay, Minerva is yes. And Aki votes no. Carol Wolfley?
Carol, yes. I'm sorry, no. Carol, no.
Okay,
sorry.
Carol is no. Okay, let me get back to the top again. Let's see. Only missing right now. Mike, are you on? Okay, I'm not getting any response on Mike, so.
Okay, do you have a tally?
Yeah, I have a tally of 6 yes, 1 abstention, and 5 no. So the amendment passes.
The amendment is carried. It's added into the main motion. The main motion at this point is to hold, no longer specifies 2 because you added a third topic.
Right.
So the committee would hold Zoom meetings soliciting community engagement input on cross-cutting measures, fundraising, the timeline, and other committee responsibilities regarding the 22 delegate elections.
Okay, so we'll vote on the...
Let me ask if there's any objection to that amendment, to that motion as amended. Okay, hearing none, that is adopted.
Okay. All right. So we'll basically say that is a substitute as a main with the amendment, right?
No,
we can go into something else.
We don't have to vote for the substitute. Became the main motion. We amended that motion just now, and I asked if there are any objections. Motion as amended, and I heard none. So,
okay. All right. Let's go on to the next thing.
Yes, thank you. So I was just saying that I will arrange to schedule, and we should talk about meeting times before we end this meeting. But I can set up a Zoom, and we can post it to KPFDX for those purposes. Going back to our agenda, I think the next topic is reports from the, if any, from the working groups? Is there a report from the cross-cutting working group? Remind us who is on that.
This is Teresa. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you now, Teresa. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm on both groups, and we did not meet. I would really like to meet maybe sometime. We can do this weekend, Michael, if you're available. But I would like to say that I have in my hand the ballot for Amnesty International, and they are very, very clear that they want people to vote electronically. And they have not sent people an envelope. And that has saved them money. And I think that one way we could cut costs is by sending people a postcard, send people to a website for information about the candidates, and also send all candidates to a website to vote. And we could save a lot of money that way. I've been told that it costs about $5 per paper ballot. And I just think that's pretty cost prohibitive. There was a time when we thought not only did we have to give the person an envelope, but we had to give them a prepaid, you know, stamped envelope. And I think that we just have to expect certain things of the voters, that they go a little bit out of their way. So that's one thing that I suggest that we do that clearly other nonprofits are working really hard on.
Okay, thank you. So we did just vote to set up some Zoom meetings about this topic, among others. You know, I think it would be nice to get some of that input before we reach any conclusions. But, you know, we certainly have a chance to put forward some ideas today if we want to. Aki, do you have I don't have it in front of me, from the minutes of the last meeting, can you let us know who volunteered for the two working groups?
I can tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
The cost-saving group was Alan, Novick, and Dixon Briggs. The fundraising group was Alan, Reason, and Goldmacher.
Okay.
Carol for the staff.
Teresa, you're saying that neither one of those two groups met. I know that I apologized earlier for not having been able to do the one that I was on. Is that Carol for the staff?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would be willing to work on the cost-saving one. And I did have something I would like to bring up to the meeting today.
Okay, yeah, hang on. I was going to see if there were additional volunteers. I don't know if everybody was on the last call necessarily. So the cost-cutting one right now is Teresa Allen, Michael Novick, and Vanessa Dixon Briggs, and Carol. You said you wanted to be doing that?
Yeah.
And the second one is on fundraising for the elections, and that was Teresa Allen, Donald Goldmacher, and was that you, the third, on that one? Carol?
No, I wasn't on that one.
Okay. Who was the third person on that?
It was Reason. Myra.
Alan, Reason, and Goldmacher.
Okay. So is there anyone else interested in working on the fundraising one?
Excuse me. This is Myla. Can you hear me?
Yes, we do.
I'd like to comment on cost saving.
Okay, before we do that, could I just see if there are additional volunteers? Because one of the things that people working on these working groups could do is plan for these Zoom calls so that those are well-organized, have the information they need to have fruitful discussions. So I'm just wondering if there's someone else who wants to participate in the one on fundraising besides Teresa, Donald, and Lila.
I'd like to participate in the cost saving if that's possible.
Okay, you want to be added to the other one as well, by what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, so right now for the cost cutting, we have Teresa Allen, Michael Novick, Vanessa Vixen Griggs, Carol Wolfley, and Myla Reeson. For the fundraising one, right now we have Teresa Allen, Donald Goldknocker, and Myla Reeson. I guess I'll add myself and try to make some time to do that. Is there anybody else interested in being on the fundraising working group?
Carol for the staff.
Yes, go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I just want to clarify that it's my understanding that at this time, Donald Goldmacher is not a member of this committee.
Okay.
And that there will be an election to fill that seat, I would imagine, by the national board.
I'm not sure how he's on. Is he on the committee as someone sent by the PNB or by the KPFK LSB? I'm not.
Okay. He's from PNB.
He's from the PNB. The PNB will have to replace him, they're saying, with someone else from KPFA.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, so currently we only have Teresa, Myla, and myself on the fundraising working group. Is there someone else who wants to join that? Okay, coming back to the question of cost-cutting, do you want to have some discussion about cost-cutting, even though the working group has not met? It is 5:30. We have about a half hour remaining to the meeting.
Do you know I'm here, Michael, and everyone?
Okay, Billy, hi, welcome. We heard you earlier.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for excusing me. Okay.
Sure, no problem. Okay, so Adelia, we're on the agenda. We're looking at we had tried to set up at our last meeting two working groups, one on cost cutting and one on fundraising, and I don't think either one met. But we're trying to see if a couple of you want to join. We did vote to set up a number of Zoom meetings for the committee so we could solicit additional community input. On those two topics.
Let me try to be on the fundraising so I can learn something and be helpful. Okay.
Great, thank you.
I'll add you. Okay.
Okay, so going back to the question of cross-cutting, I think Miley wants to say something further about cross-cutting.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, good. Okay. So I think that we have to face the reality that there are extenuating circumstances that have led to very costly expenses related to the ongoing litigation that is being funded by Pacifica Listeners to not accept the vote of literally hundreds of KPFK members who voted for candidates and who had their vote thrown out after ballots were sent out, after the tally, and after it was apparent that the control and the power would shift on the local station board level at KPFK and also on the PNB. The Pacifica continues to spend thousands of dollars to throw out the vote of hundreds of KPFK listeners. So cost cutting is really relevant now in terms of not allowing Pacifica to waste money on fighting to not accept the outcome of the referendum and on the bylaws, the change of the bylaws, and then, more really importantly and so startling, that they are attempting to throw out the votes of members after they voted. And this is ongoing. It's a huge expense. It's not only costing, and then, you know, it's just very interesting to me that people who, you know, are quite rightly worried about the cost of the election are not factoring in the extraordinary cost of fighting the outcome and trying to prevent the wishes of the members to be recognized. Thank you.
Thank you. Other members?
Vanessa from the staff.
Go ahead.
Honestly, I do not understand what that had to do with cost cutting, except revisiting an issue that is dead. It's gone. It's done. Arthur.
It's not done, darling. Schwartz, it's not done. It's not done.
I'm sorry.
It's
please don't. Excuse me.
Arthur
Nyla,
Schwartz.
Please do not. Please do not
Arthur
interrupt
Schwartz
the speaker.
Arthur Schwartz is lying to you, darling.
Excuse me, Myla. You're out of order. Vanessa has the floor and is speaking. Please do not call out and interrupt someone else when they're speaking. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council, has explained over and over why that happened. And if someone can explain it better than me, please do. But my understanding is that there was an agreement with New Day. They had made some sort of misstatement. It was supposed to have been corrected. It was not corrected. In fact, they doubled down on it. And then I believe it was the National Election Supervisor who made the decision not to count votes that were allocated to those candidates that were supported by New Day. I just really don't understand the point of raising it again. It's wishful thinking in terms of, so what's the suggestion that the lawsuit should be, I don't know what the point is. So I welcome some earnest cost-cutting ideas.
Okay, thank you. Just to clarify for the listeners on the stream, if anybody is listening, there was a mailer that was sent out in the KPFK local station board election that solicited funds from members of KPFK for lawsuits against Pacifica. That was both a violation of California Corporations Code around the privacy of the mailing list, in a sense, and the purposes for which mailings can be sent out, and of the non-disclosure agreements and other factors. This was attempted to be dealt with by the National Election Supervisor. The remedy that was proposed was agreed to but was not carried out, and so subsequently there was a decision that certain candidates who had gone along with that mailing would not be certified in the vote. But my understanding in looking at the vote totals, you can see that all the ballots that were cast were tallied. There were no voters who were disenfranchised. There were
point
candidates.
Of, point of order.
What's your point of order?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but actually there is a conflict of interest on your part. You are one of those individuals who would actually not be in a position, not be in the position you are on the board if those ballots had been counted. So I don't accept your explanation, and I think there are a lot of factors that are, you said, and other factors. Well, yes, there are a lot of other factors. For one thing, the four candidates that were kicked out, they were not represented by Jan Goodman, and I don't think you're going to find anything in writing that said that she was their attorney. So anything that Jan Goodman promised for
Chair,
them,
point of order, is this relevant? What is this relevant
to? Yeah, I'm just. So let's just. go on with some other cost savings. But one thing would be a cost saving is that every time we kind of litigate this situation, it's not being handled by our corporate counsel. It's a private, another law firm in California, because our corporate counsel doesn't practice in California. So that's $450 an hour, I think, or something, every time a problem like this is not resolved. And it is continuing. So if we can get problems like these resolved without going to court, that would save us a lot of money.
Chair, point of order.
Yes, go ahead. What's your point of order?
Thank you very much for your correction to my attempt to explain why those votes were legitimately not counted. Thank you, and I accept your explanation. It was much clearer than mine, and I invited someone who could explain it better than me to do so. Thank you.
Okay, I don't think that's the point of order, but we're going to proceed.
May I explain the problem here from my perspective, Mr. Chair?
Well, we have two other items on the agenda.
I know, but I really need to correct the record. I really need to correct the record.
Okay, try to do it quickly, please, Myla.
Okay. Both you and Vanessa have said that there was an agreement that was violated by the candidates who were disqualified. That is incorrect.
No, I didn't say that.
That is incorrect. First of all,
I did not say that. Secondly,
okay, well, that's what I heard. There was an agreement. Vanessa
said there was a corrective measure that was proposed or mandated by the NES that was not carried out. That's what I said.
Okay, and I believe that Vanessa said something about an agreement that was violated. The candidate did not agree. There was a proposal.
Chair, this is out of order. It has nothing to do with cost savings.
Okay, at any rate, I really want to correct the record.
All right, thank you.
People were notified that they had to agree that they had violated something that they did not believe they had violated, so they did not send out a corrective postcard. Months later, don't shut me up. Months later, Pacifica sent out ballots, and hundreds of people voted. And it was after the ballots were sent out, and after people voted, and after the first tally was taken.
All right. You're repeating what you said earlier.
Excuse me. Stop interrupting, please. It was after ballots were sent out,
voted.
You continue to interrupt me. I would appreciate. You don't want people to hear the truth, do you?
Point of order.
Yeah.
We already made the statement.
Please stop interrupting.
You're interrupting.
He's a chair. He can't interrupt.
You're out of order at the moment.
Listen, you allowed Vanessa to speak.
I'm sorry,
you allowed
Myla,
to speak, and now you will not allow me to
no.
the record. I want to
I'm
be
saying,
given an opportunity without being
you
interrupted.
You have opportunity. You made your
no,
statement.
No, I have not been able to make my statement without being interrupted.
No.
You don't want to hear the truth.
No.
The truth is that after the ballots were sent
William,
out...
point of order.
You're out of order. Excuse me, Myla, you're out of order. And if you persist in talking, we're going to have to find some other solution to the problem. So please...
Well, how about a solution would be to allow me to make my statement
please.
Without interruption?
You made the statement already, Myla.
I did not.
Yeah.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. Whose point of order is that?
William's Matt.
Yes, what is your point of
this
order?
This is so totally off topic. We have members hollering at people. It's
Jesus.
Orders of the day are the next topic, which is fundraising. And if we have time in the remaining 18 minutes, we'll consider things about the timeline. So are there any ideas about fundraising? We also have to set the future.
Carol,
meeting.
For the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
One of the ideas that I have for fundraising, and I want to support what Teresa said before, I think it's really important for us to look at how to, we need to look at the numbers and the membership. And one other possibility for cost saving is to work with the nomination process. The nomination process is extremely complicated and extremely difficult, and then it takes a lot of time. In the past, we had paper nominations. It was easy. It's easy to verify. Send the, you know, send it to the stations for, you know, 15 people. They can look it up. And the whole, that would save a lot of time for the local election supervisors, rather than to have to try and fix a lot of electronic problems that we had last time. So I think that would be one easy cost-saving idea, and then having the ballots, like Teresa said, be electronic, because it is very expensive to have the paper ballots. And I think we need to have neutral people involved in election rulings so that people have an understanding and distance from the situation. I know that some of the election rulings in the past have been made by people who were not neutral, and that could save a lot of time. So those are my suggestions.
Cost savings.
Okay, thank you. Any specific ideas about fundraising? And let's just review again. We had set up 15 working groups. So cost cutting is Teresa, myself, Vanessa, Carol, and Myla. And fundraising at this point is Teresa, Myla, myself, and Adelia. And remember that we did agree to set up the Zoom meetings, and I would like to have some time in this agenda to schedule those, which I think would be the next committee meetings, essentially, via Zoom as opposed to via Maestro conference.
Carol, for this back.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, if we're thinking about fundraising, we have talked about this idea of having a fundraiser related to elections and election integrity, and it's really, I think, relevant right now, given the state of the nation, to talk about election integrity and the importance of elections, and to have a one-day fundraiser. So I wanted to just get a sense, without a vote, a formal vote, how people are feeling about that as a possible way of raising money.
So you're talking about something on air? Is that the idea?
Yes, and on air, but it could also be beyond on air. It could be reaching out into community groups and also even looking for some grant money to hold an election. But I think the important thing is that looking at the theme of election integrity and working around having fair elections, and that we want Pacifica to have elections, and we want Pacifica to be able to be a democratically run organization.
We should be a model.
I heard a male voice.
Teresa for the stack.
And Vanessa also.
Okay,
and after the male voice is first.
There was a male voice. I didn't catch who that was. Did you want to comment? I guess not. All right, Teresa, and then Teresa, go ahead.
Sorry, I think that when people pledge, that we ought to ask each person if they would like to contribute another $5 or $10 toward an election of the board. See if that makes a difference. But then,
okay,
if we do raise that money, we have to be sure that we have the election once we take their money.
Thank you, Vanessa.
In terms of fundraising overall, I always thought that the idea of election integrity, focusing on that as an issue is a good idea. It's a great idea. But I maintain the position that it is a breach of our fiduciary responsibility to spend money on an election when we can't make payroll or pay telephone bills. It doesn't make sense. Elections have been postponed in the past. Nobody sued. An organization does not have to destroy itself financially in order to have an election. That's just irresponsible. But in terms of an overall fundraising idea, I think that's a great idea. I can also look at some stations like maybe PSW. We've had some BAI, you know, some really great fundraising success. And, you know, maybe adopt, you know, an idea from PSW in particular to toot our own horn, you know, since, you know, we're being blessed to do well at this time. So, you know, adopt some good ideas, some a best practice or two from another station that's doing well.
Okay, thank you. So it's 10 of the hour. We set a time certain to adjourn at the top of the hour. And the last item on the agenda is the timeline. I don't think we can have a realistic discussion any further about the timeline before we resolve some of these questions. In any case, and we want to have these meetings. I'm wondering if we can set some dates for you know, three upcoming meetings of the committee, which basically would be conducted by Zoom, and look at the cost-cutting and fundraising ideas and then go on to the timeline.
Teresa Allen for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
I was going to suggest that we have one on Sunday, July the 3rd, but since due to its proximity to the 4th, I say no. Perhaps Sunday the 10th, perhaps we could have one of them at like 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern on the 10th. And there's a possibility that maybe we could discuss the cost saving and the fundraising in the same town hall meeting. First ask the question about who has fundraising ideas, and then when you're finished, and I'm assuming that could maybe take half an hour to 40 minutes, and then go into cost savings, or maybe start with cost savings and then do the fundraising. So maybe we could do that in one meeting, just a possibility.
Okay, pending the question of the fully the topic, are people okay with Sunday, July 10th, for the next meeting that we by Zoom and would address? I think it makes sense to address the cost cutting first to try to minimize what funds we
and
have
this
to
is
raise.
This is just totally like a brainstorming town hall to get their information. This is not a separate elections committee meeting. This is just something where we're soliciting ideas from the public, correct?
Okay.
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you... I didn't hear a time. Did you have a suggested time? Because that would make a difference.
I was thinking 4 p.m. Yeah. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, like our meeting tonight.
Yeah. I would help with that.
Vanessa.
Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
The reason that we have the meetings this late is because it's during the week. It's a work day, so it accommodates work schedules, allows people time to get off and get home, maybe grab something to eat or try to get something to eat. To have it starting that late, and I defer to my East Coast colleagues. If that works for them, I'll make it work. But it just seems a bit earlier on a Sunday than 7
p.m. What time would be better for you?
Well, I'm thinking, well, that's a good question. Got to consider the West Coast as well. Okay, just looking at it only from, and like I said, I defer to others
the
on
public.
The public,
looking at it from the point of view of the public, what do you think the public
will do? Well, I don't know. It's a Sunday, so I don't know if 7 p.m. on a Sunday is going to work well for the public. I honestly don't know that. I was thinking more like 4 p.m. Eastern, so that's, what, 1 p.m. for you guys. So I don't know. I'm just throwing it out as an idea. Again, I defer to my East Coast colleagues. I honestly don't know what's going to work well. Sun's a little late to me.
Okay, and this is Minerva to the stack.
Go ahead, Minerva.
Okay, and I understand what Vanessa's saying, and it's correct. When we start getting into 7 or later here on the East Coast, people are trying to get everything set, situated with their families or whatever for their next day, whatever's taking place. But around 4 or 5 o'clock, Eastern time would work better.
Okay,
so
any opinions on the West Coast? Are people okay with the 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on July 10th, Sunday, July 10th?
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, it's going to be harder to get people in the middle of the day on a Sunday because they're out and about in the summer and doing different things. But I also understand the challenge for people on the East Coast.
So people want to try to split the difference or 2 o'clock or...
Whatever's fine with me. I think either people are going to do it or they're not. I mean, if they're really passionate about wanting to get involved or they're really opinionated, I think they'll make the time. But we do need to get the word out.
Yeah. You can post it to KPFTX, and we should certainly, you know, announce it through the various stations.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'll send the suggested time, and then people can comment on it, and I'll get the feedback. And then I'll then post the meeting for the Sunday, 7:10. I'll just get feedback from people, and then I'll just do a little bit of a doodle kind of a thing. I'll just get a
feedback,
you know,
from what kind
all
of
the people?
What people?
Well, all of you. You people.
So our friend is right now on the call, Aki. I was just suggesting 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Would that be okay with everybody?
Yeah, that's okay for me.
Sounds good.
No objection.
Sounds good. Okay.
Bye.
Very good.
Okay, and then I would suggest then that we have our next committee meeting on Tuesday the 12th, is that okay? I know there's a KPFT development committee. That looks like they got moved from the 5th to the 12th. But I think we should wait.
Okay,
for
sounds good.
Carol for this deck.
Go ahead, Carol.
Can we go back to the other end, just say 2 to 4, so we have it, so people know it's not like 10-hour meeting.
Right. No, I agree. 2-hour meeting, I think, is plenty. And I think probably that means one topic myself. But
I like the 2 topic and getting it done.
So it'd be 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And both topics?
I would have to say wait and see what if we can have the prep, you know, if the working groups can meet beforehand, prepare so that, you know, there's some ideas on the table to discuss. But I would leave open the question of whether, you know, depending on what the turnout is and what the interest is and what the responses we get on the actual call to decide, you know.
May I be recognized, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
I think we ought to try both and, you know, discuss one first and then the other. And if there are so many ideas that are, they're just bubbling up, then we can say we'll continue this. Or maybe we'll, in the next meeting, we'll discuss the timeline and then other ideas for fundraising and cost cutting. So try to take maybe 1 hour of cost cutting and 1 hour of fundraising in this meeting. I think,
okay,
you know, even we'll if we to... have 40 people, if it's a brainstorming session, 40 people can talk in an hour.
Okay, we'll try to that. I can set up the Zoom, and I think we have the capacity to do like polls and some other things. So we'll see if we can use those to facilitate, you know, as much input as possible. I was asking Teresa regarding Tuesday, the 12th of July, for the next committee meeting, because I see the KPFC Development Committee is meeting then. It got moved. There were meetings on the 5th.
Well, it
and
did.
The 9th.
Well, I did move it. I did move it because of the 4th of July.
Right.
I tried to have it, but I thought elections agreed that we were going to meet on the third Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Okay. So we want to wait till then. That's the body. All right. I don't know if we want. I thought we were trying to meet
July
19th.
July 19th.
Is everyone okay with that? Because we're almost at time certain. So we'll have the Zoom meeting on the 10th from 2 to 4 p.m., 5 to 7 p.m. on the East Coast on Sunday, July 10th. And we'll have a regular 4 p.m., 7 p.m. meeting on the 19th.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, hearing okay. I think that
7 p.m. Eastern on the 19th.
And,
yeah, thanks, everybody. Thank you, Michael.
Let's try to make sure the working groups meet in the next week or so and can, you know, have some input towards that.
Okay. Send me a text, Michael, and we'll get together.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Thank you all. Productive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good
night. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. You will. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mac. Bye, Mike.
Bye,
Dave.
Everybody.
Bye, Vanessa. Take care.